This is North Shore Today for Thursday, November 9, 2017. Ethan Foreman writes in today's Salem News, the property tax bill for the average single-family home in Danvers will jump $244. The increase comes after selectmen held a tax classification public hearing Tuesday night, a step in determining the tax rate for this fiscal year. Selectmen came up with a tax shift of 1.377 for commercial, industrial, and personal properties in an attempt to equalize the tax increase between homes and businesses. They also came up with this factor to preserve an artificial traditional split of one-third commercial/industrial and personal property and two-thirds residential when it comes to the share of the levy each class of property will share. The tax shift translates into an average single-family home of $445,000 paying a tax bill of $6,025, a 4.23% increase from last fiscal year. More on this story with a lot of numbers by Ethan Foreman in today's Salem News. Following this week's elections, a state Senate seat will soon be opening up on the North Shore. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn that a symphony has started in a game of musical chairs that could have sweeping implications for the region's political landscape. With Senator Thomas McGee's election as mayor of Lynn on Tuesday, this may result in two changes among the Beacon Hill delegation. State Representative Brendan Crichton, a Democrat of Lynn, told the Item Wednesday that he plans to seek the seat when McGee resigns from the Senate in January. Quote, today, more than ever, we need new ideas with a bold vision to make the 3rd Essex District the best place to live, work, and raise a family, Crichton said in a statement. Throughout my career, I have not been afraid to think outside the box, challenge the status quo, and fight for what I believe in. State Representative Daniel Cahill, a Democrat of Lynn, a Crichton friend, said that he has no intention of making a run for the seat. State Representative Lori Ehrlich of Marblehead has also said that she will not make a bid for that seat in the Senate. But following her defeat on election night, Mayor Judith Flanagan Kennedy, a Republican, told supporters her political career may not be over. I hear there will be a state Senate seat that will be opening up in the next few months, so stay tuned and don't lose my phone number, she said. The 3rd Essex District includes Lynn, Linfield, Marblehead, Nahant, Saugus, and Swampscott. If Crichton is successful, it will open up his 11th Essex District seat, which includes West Lynn and Nahant. So far, at least two potential candidates are in the running. Ward 6 City Councilor Peter Capano and Drew Russo, the executive director of the Lynn Museum, said that they plan to run if Crichton moves up. So there will be some special elections coming up in the near future. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell.
All righty, Bill. Thank you, sir. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, Peabody School Committee members weren't shy about asking difficult questions in the interview with two of the five applicants for superintendent on Wednesday night. The Massachusetts Association of School Committees presented committee members with the five candidates at the end of October. The interview process began in the Higgins Middle School Wednesday with applicants John Perella of Danvers and Susan Kutzka of Marshfield. The top administrator's position carries an advertised salary of $175,000 to $190,000. Superintendent Herb Levine now earns $158,400. The job is responsible for overseeing the education of around 6,000 students. More in the story in today's Salem News, story written by Mary Marcos. Gayla Colley writes in itemlive.com, Andrews Chapel has been honored with a Massachusetts Historical Commission Historic Preservation Award for its $300,000 restoration project, which was completed last year in Swampscott. Before its renovation, the non-denominational chapel in Swampscott Cemetery had been vacant for 15 years. Today, Andrews Chapel is fully functioning. The landmark is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It was built in 1923 in memory of Isaac H. Andrews, a selectman and town assessor during the early 1880s, through donations to the town by his wife, Ellen Andrews. Architect Charles Burgess designed the granite chapel, which was built in the Gothic Revival style. More on this story written by Gayla Colley in today's Item Live. Ray Lamont writes in today's Gloucester Times, while questions still swirl around a housing project for the Fuller School site in Gloucester, the Cape Ann YMCA has raised more than $13 million in its capital drive toward building a new Y that would be at the heart of the overall $70 million redevelopment plans that also would include new retail space. The YMCA capital drive is aimed at funding the construction of an estimated $20 million facility to provide the Y's fitness and other services at the center of the Fuller site's 10.6 acres. It's received a $5 million gift from an anonymous donor, along with a $3 million contribution from local benefactors John and Molly Burns, according to an announcement from Cape Ann Y Executive Director Tim Flaherty. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times, story written by Ray Lamont. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.